The National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence has had what you might call an excellent year. It's managed to publish a slew of cybersecurity practice guides working with industry. Donna Dodson is Associate Director of the Information Technology Lab and Chief Cybersecurity Advisor at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. She joins me now for a review. Donna, good to have you on.
Thank you for having me this morning.
You have come out with a number of publications in various areas of cybersecurity this year. Tell us how the CCOE works and what the output has been. Give us a summary.
The National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence, which we fondly refer to as the center, builds on much of the work that NIST has in its cybersecurity program, as well as standards that are developed by national standards bodies, international standards bodies, etc., and best practices. We work with industry and academia to demonstrate how to put those standards in use, and we look at the problem a little bit differently than you often do in cybersecurity. So we want to understand different business sectors, and we want to understand the challenges that they're having, the business challenges that they're having with implementing cybersecurity or getting certain capabilities in place. And from there, after we understand that business problem, then we work on understanding what their risk posture looks like by doing a risk assessment, understanding the appropriate set of controls that should be put in place, and the appropriate standards that underlie those controls. And we implement those together with industry partners so that we can demonstrate how to take standards and best practices and make them applicable for those sectors.
And it looks like from the titles of some of the reports that you have done that there's definitely not a one-size-fits-all approach here. For example, you have requested comments on, and there's a guide in draft, for keeping medical information secure on mobile devices. That's pretty fine-grained. Tell us about that one.
So that's a very exciting project for us. We understand that mobility is an important aspect in the medical community today. It's an important tool for people, and yet we want to ensure that medical information that's actually on that phone is secured just like it would be inside an environment within the hospital itself. So how to do that and still give the flexibility back to the medical practitioner is a big business challenge. How to look at it inside an enterprise, how to look at it when that data is actually residing in the cloud and the mobile device is a vehicle to view it and access it. So those are some of the challenges that we've taken on recently.
And in developing a guide like that, who might be some of the industry participants or stakeholders that you would seek input from?
For that particular guide, certainly healthcare providers, whether they're smaller organizations that work with different hospitals, doctor's offices, hospitals, number of important technology providers as well from the IT industry helped us as we built this out, such as Cisco and Intel. So we're working collectively, bringing the IT community and the business communities together at the center, all of us working on these challenges.
And another one I wanted to ask you about is you were seeking comments on guidance for protecting access to information systems. That sounds like a much broader type of mandate.
We also work on some of the fundamental building blocks that will be used across different sectors. And we have a number of these in things like attribute-based access control, data integrity, mobile device security, et cetera. So we're looking at a number of these important building blocks and being able to specify how you would implement those in different systems, what some of the configuration management would look like, et cetera. And again, this is done in concert with industry.
We're speaking with Donna Dodson. She's Associate Director of the Information Technology Lab and Chief Cybersecurity Advisor at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. And I imagine that even when you come out with a guide or even one of the bigger 800 series publications, they're never fixed or static things. It's something you've got to revisit from time to time.
Correct.
And so how do you know which ones are ripe for revisiting?
With the 800 series and our new 1800 series, our practice guides that we were just talking about, both of those we go through periodically and review the material. So our computer scientists and engineers here at NIST take a look at those, but we also open them up to the public and ask for their comments to take a look and see what needs to be updated in a particular guide. So it's a combination of we look at those as well as we ask industry and academia through a public, open, and transparent process to be able to review that material with us as well.
And one of the administration's initiatives over the past number of years has been to try to get more information sharing between different sectors of industry and their federal agency counterparts, you know, energy with the Energy Department, although Homeland Security has the greatest bundle of industry counterparts. Do you check in with some of those agencies to see how you might be able to help that process for getting better standards for that particular vertical industry and how it might share information with the corresponding federal agency?
Yes, we do. We're very excited. Our National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence is the U.S. government's only federally funded research and development center dedicated strictly to cybersecurity. And we do have federal government partners, for example, the General Services Administration and the Department of Homeland Security are active partners with us at the center as well as other federal agencies. So it really is a connector between government and industry, not just NIST and companies, but really bringing them all together, as well as we have academic institutions who are involved with the FFRDC. So we can really bring everybody together at the center to work on the nation's cybersecurity challenges.
And I think people might want to hear about the Information Technology Lab itself. You know, lab connotes a lot of equipment and wires running overhead. What sorts of facilities do you have there?
So our Information Technology Laboratory looks at a host of technologies under IT, including networking technologies, information access technologies, cybersecurity, software and systems, statistics, mathematics. So we have a number of disciplines where we are looking at standards and measurement aspects of those standards and of those best practices. The National Institute of Standards and Technology overall is really a U.S. industry's metrology laboratory, ITL, the Information Technology Lab, looking particularly at IT under that, whether it's traditional IT or cyber physical systems, cloud technologies, mobility, looking at applying those in different spaces like healthcare or voting, smart grid, all kinds of ways to look at technology, think about standards, and think about measurement.
And having just completed a very busy fiscal 2015, what's on tap for 16 and 17?
We're very excited about 16 and 17. From the cybersecurity perspective, we have currently a request for information out for the framework to improve critical infrastructure cybersecurity. This was a major program that we did in concert with industry and developed a framework to help improve cybersecurity and critical infrastructures. We are continuing our work with standards organizations. We are working at the center to ensure that we have the appropriate building blocks and use cases. Our work with the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace is also another major initiative for us, where we really want to work with industry and academia to ensure that we have identity management credentials in place that support privacy, that are interoperable, and that really have a business driver behind them through the private sector, so that we have choice for different organizations and individuals. We also have our National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education, where we are coordinating outreach and education across the U.S. federal government and working closely with industry so that the nation has the skilled workforce to meet the demands that we continue to have in cybersecurity.
Donna Dodson is Associate Director of the Information Technology Lab and Chief Cybersecurity Advisor at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Sounds like a full agenda. We'll let you go and get at it.
Thanks so much.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.